Jennifer Lopez lives in Gilbert with her husband and 9-year-old son. At 48, she is now eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine as of yesterday. But Lopez won't be getting it, not because she doesn't want it. Lopez has severe allergies to latex and the compound PEG. In some of the vaccines, even the active ingredients could trigger a severe reaction. Even the handling of the vaccine bottle by latex gloves is too risky for her. A shot could kill her.
I really want to make it clear that I am not anti-vax. That is not what my issue is. My issue is that I don't have a safe vaccine due to severe allergies. I'm really stuck. I don't have a safe option, and it's terrifying. When you have an allergy to natural rubber latex, you have to be careful about everything that you come into contact with. Natural rubber latex allergy is progressive, meaning with each exposure, your potential reaction, your level of reaction can increase. So it's a progressive allergy. It's incurable. It is not one that you can outgrow. So it's lifelong with you once you develop it. My mother says that I reacted to Band-Aids when I was a young child. I don't really recall that. My first real recollections that I can absolutely tie to my latex allergy would have been in junior high yearbook class, reacting to the rubber cement that we all use to paste those photos into place, you know? My reactions have become more and more severe. I now carry 2 EpiPens with me. They're pretty much in the room with me or one room away at all times. I have multiples placed throughout my home so that I can get to an EpiPen within 10 seconds is the goal. I stopped in to see my pharmacist a few weeks ago. He's been doing a lot of research for me on each vaccine as it becomes available. And I said to him, okay, Lonnie, lay it on the line for me. And he said, Jen, you can't get Pfizer or Moderna. They're just not safe for you due to the PEG. And I got to tell you, I cried with that news. You know, I want the vaccine as much as anybody else does. So what does that leave for me? That leaves me with the option of J&J. And I was so excited to see that the J&J vaccine does not contain PEG, which means that it should be a safe vaccine for me. However, and I'll read you the direct quote from Janssen, the makers of the J&J vaccine. Quote, the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine packaging and components do not contain latex. However, we cannot guarantee that the materials do not come in contact with latex rubber during the manufacturing or packaging process. For example, latex gloves, end quote. The problem is, if the vaccine is contaminated via latex gloves, then it is not safe for me to get the vaccine. So I'm left with this choice of Russian roulette, really. They're saying that it doesn't look like COVID-19 is going to be gone anytime soon. So how much longer do I have to live my life shut in, especially as others return to normal?
That was Jennifer Lopez from Gilbert sharing her vaccine story. You can hear all of our vaccine stories on our website, theshow.kjzz.org.